Thank you so much for watching today with Marilyn and Sarah. We are thrilled that you're here. And I was just praying for our time together, and I felt that God wants to minister this verse to you right here in Ephesians 1:18. It says, Paul is praying that the eyes of your heart would be enlightened so that you know the hope of his calling. Some of you watching right now, you don't know, you need hope, and you're not certain of what God's purpose and plans are in your life, and we want to pray for you. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray that God would infuse you with hope and also encourage you with what's your purpose, what's your calling. And recently I was talking to a friend of mine. She told me she had a huge problem financially that was related to a medical issue, and she had a cyst. She was diagnosed with a cyst. And they didn't have finances. They didn't have health insurance. And so she said, please pray. And so I did. And we prayed. And about a week or two later, she said to me, hey, the cyst completely dissolved. And we found out later that we got health insurance that was backdated 3 months. So all of our finances, health issues are covered with this health insurance. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We know that God answers prayer. And partners, thank you so much for helping us to cover the earth with the word. Mom, we have a really great guest
we do.
Today.
We
I'm
Mark
super excited.
Mark Sherwood, and he is excellent. He has the book, Fork Your Diet, and it's not miserable. I know some of you are thinking, oh, please, I don't want that book. Yes, you do. You're going to love this book. And you say, how do you know? I read it through. I underlined mine. I didn't bring mine with me, but I underlined mine. Because I thought it's such a healthy book. And so you need to get the book or books. You need to call us. And we want to just thank you that Jesus is living big in you this very day.
In parts of Asia, babies and toddlers growing up in the sex industry do not have safe childhoods. Instead, they are left on the streets, abused and neglected while their mothers work. They have nowhere safe to go. You can change this. Night Care provides a safe place for these babies and toddlers where they are loved and cared for. Every night at the center, they are given a nutritious meal, toys to play with, and a safe place to sleep. Help us provide safe childhoods for these babies and toddlers. Help us protect babies and toddlers from the horrors of the sex industry. $38 protects one baby for 1 month. Donate now by calling 800-627-1995.
We are so happy that you're joining today with Marilyn and Sarah. Oh my goodness, we have some really, really cool stuff for you. But I also know that as you're watching, you have needs in your life. You have like financial needs. Some of you are watching, you're having relationship, marriage struggles. Some of you are dealing with some physical things that are just debilitating. And we want to pray for you. So hop on the phone, get on the website. Specifically, I feel like if you need a job, some of you are watching right now and you're unemployed and it's really stressing you out, please hop on the phone. We want to pray for you. We know that God has a job for you, the right alignment, right connections. And even in the next interview, God's going to give you favor. So just be encouraged. God has good things for you. And we have a really great guest, Mom.
I agree.
So fun. Mark Sherwood, thank you so much for hanging
out
with
Sarah.
Us.
Thank you,
Sarah. Book is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for having
totally
me,
totally good. You want to tell them a little bit about the book?
Oh, yes. I like the book because it's where you live. You know, folks, I don't like something that's just so intellectual I can't figure it out. So I went through this book, and I marked it up. And I put stars by things that I need to remember and keep doing. And I'm for health, aren't you? You're for feeling well. And so you need to get the book. It's called Fork Your Diet, Stop Falling for the Frauds. And there are a lot of frauds. And we see a lot of people that are not healthy because they have fallen for frauds. So as you watch today, and you're going to watch and love it, trust me. Put your hand on your heart and say, I trust you, Marilyn. You're going to love this today, and it's going to change your life. So, Sarah, we have a great guest. I like your name, Mark. And I'm looking at your wife, Michelle. Mark and Michelle Sherwood, and You have a special title. What is that?
Yes, I am a naturopathic doctor known as an ND.
Okay.
Yep. So my wife and I, Dr. Michelle and I, of course, we run a medical practice that is in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where we combine the best what we know to be, you know, medicine principles, and we combine those with biblical principles and healing principles. And it's a unique practice where it is normal for us to see people get well, to see them get off of medications. In our lobby, we have a large glass vase that stands about this high that has all kinds of empty prescription bottles that fill up, run on the floor and pick them up and do it again. Love to see people deprescribe. We love to see people walk in healing, and that is our mission statement, to lead people on a pathway of true healing.
Mm-hmm. And how'd you get into that?
Well, I was a police officer for a number of years, actually more than two decades in a major city. And during that time, when I was tasked with developing a wellness program, there was no such thing at the time. And so I did that because the life expectancy for the 20-year individual male police officer was 66 years of age, and that's held true for the last 50 years. So that hasn't changed. So the stress obviously is doing something to mankind. And then I realized that that type of stress, that type of connectivity that we all have is not isolated to first responders. That's everybody. And I'm watching people just die before my very eyes, which started this sort of quest, if you will, to go figure out why. So, you know, searching the scriptures, searching academics, going back to school, learning how to do this, learning how to find the root of diseases by traveling upstream. It's become really my wife, Dr. Michelle, and I's life quest.
Mm-hmm. And you might be watching right now, and maybe you're struggling in your health. Maybe you recently received a diagnosis from the doctor that's very, very unsettling. And we'd love to pray for you. Hop on the phone, get on the website. And when you do, grab your copy of Fork Your Diet. Love the title, because it's like kind of, provokes you to think a little bit, which is not a bad thing. But this will be a huge, huge resource for you. And Dr. Mark, one of the things you say in this is that a lot of physical manifestations of disease are a direct result of spiritual brokenness.
Yeah, that's a thing that we've said for a while, and it is true. So let me explain that a little bit, because that might catch people off guard. Because when you go in, to your point, and you find out that you have a diagnosis, okay, what is a diagnosis? A diagnosis is a group of symptoms that has created dysfunction, and we've looked for a name for the dysfunction.
Could you say it again, please?
Okay. A diagnosis is nothing more than a group of symptoms that has created a dysfunction in the body, and that dysfunction now has a name. So if we think about this, if it's no more than dysfunction or dis-ease, I want people to think through that. If it's dysfunction and that's synonymous with dis-ease, doesn't it seem plausible and reasonable that we can back up, determine the causes of the symptoms, go upstream, remediate or fix the causes of those symptoms, therefore the symptoms don't exist, therefore the disease or the diagnosis is not needed? So instead of focusing on downstream, we need to focus on upstream. And many times the origination of these disease processes starts with a spiritual and emotional brokenness. We just don't know how to deal with broken relationships or things that have happened to us, or we've been wounded or hurt by the church. You know how that goes. We've all been there, and yet it's affected our behavior with life, and we start putting things in our mouth or in our eyes or in our ears that seeming to bring relief, but it's not relief at all. And we all know that. It can be alcohol or gambling or poor food choices. And these things are all driving our negative behavior that makes us sicker and sicker and sicker physically. But they all started with this emotional and spiritual brokenness. So if you can get back and get healing up here, that will eliminate these causes of these symptoms and the symptoms of the causes and therefore the disease process. So we're talking about really a healing process that can be achieved by just going back and finding the roots of those disease processes.
Mm-hmm. So when people come to you with their needs, mm-hmm. do you talk to them about Jesus? I mean, tell me how you do that.
Yeah, we do. We don't back away from that. We're not affiliated with any system. So as you know, and this is a strong statement. When we pulled God out of schools, what did we get? When we pull God out of medicine, what do we get? When we pull God out of government, what do we get? The consequences of these things are real. So the great physician, I mean, think about that for a moment. Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Mm-hmm. Why are we not tapping into the greatest healer of all time who created the human body? So I'm absolutely going there with people. Prayer and the prayer ministry is very much part of what we do. And obviously we have ways during a conversation to determine where someone is. One of the ways we sort of lead into that is we say to people, for example, well, Sarah, tell me what spirituality means to you. When you open that door, they're going to walk through it. And when they walk through the door, you open it for them and you walk through it with them. And then you can open up that whole idea. And we say it like this. Well, prayer is very much a part of what we do. The spiritual component is the cornerstone to get truly healed. And as I was telling you guys at the break, we need to learn as people again to trust the white robe more than the white coat. When we do, we'll find healing. And so we see that as part of the very foundation of what we do. That's the why, you know, the Lord is the healer of these people. He's the one that got them off prescriptions. He's the one that gives us the knowledge we have. He gets all the credit. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And you might be watching right now and you're just really discouraged. Maybe when Mark talked about spiritual brokenness and you're like, yeah, that's right. I'm totally broken. And we want to pray for you in that place. And we're not going to counsel you, but we will pray for you. So you might be struggling. And a lot of symptoms that we have or expressions of that brokenness can be eating, can be addictive behaviors, can be not moving, lots of problems that we have. But we encourage you to hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you and really zero in on whatever that spiritual brokenness is. And you might say, well, you know, I feel broken from, you know, this is an issue. I lost my job 20 years ago and I haven't ever recovered from it. Or I went through a divorce and I haven't recovered. Maybe like Mark said, you've struggled in a church relationship and you saw that kind of fall apart and now you haven't recovered. But whatever it is, that whatever that broken piece is, Jesus is here to heal you. And heal and redeem that place. Whatever the devil meant for evil, God can turn and use for good and can bring redemption and make it better than you ever had before. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you. And when you do, grab your copy of Fork Your Diet. This is a great, great tool, super accessible, really easy to read, very, very applicable, very relevant and easy to implement. So hop on the phone, get your copy of Fork Your Diet.
Are you tired of trying new diets and other health improvement plans, only to fail and feel worse than you did before you started? For your gift of $35 or more, we will send you Drs. Mark and Michelle Sherwood's book, Fork Your Diet. Filled with practical elements of overall wellness, you will discover reasons your previous diets failed, how fraud foods and attitudes are hurting you, what healthy accountability looks like, practical ways to be well from the inside out, and more. We will also send you Marilyn's Your Total Health Book and Sarah's Save Your Fork booklet. For your gift of $125 or more, we will include the Spirit-Filled Life Bible, Encounter the Power of the Word, Walk in the Freedom God Intends, and Experience the Holy Spirit like never before. Call or click today for this life-changing offer.
The most important thing you can do in your life is have a personal, deep connection, relationship with Jesus. You know, many of us, we've asked Jesus to come into our hearts in the past. Maybe you kind of need to make a reboot, a start over. Some of you have never asked Jesus to come into your heart, come into your life. And this is the most important decision that you can make in your life. Please get on the phone. Give us the privilege and opportunity to pray with you for Jesus to come into your life.
Hey, we just came out with a brand new book that you totally want to get called The Road Home.
This book is about the prodigal son, and you want to get a copy because you know prodigals in your life, maybe you're a prodigal. You want this book. You need to get in contact with your Heavenly Father, and this book will teach you how to do that.
Buy it today because all of us need to know our chasing Father who loves us dearly.
I think we nailed that.
That was super good, Isabel. You did fantastic.
Let's just go home.
You know, I think we used to say you are what you eat. And really, it's the truth. You are what you eat. And today, you know, we don't want to fall for just junk food. We want to fork our food. Isn't that a good title? And so we have a special guest, Mark Sherwood, and he's going to be sharing that. But you're not going to remember everything. No, you say, well, I want to be healthy and I want to stay healthy. I want to get healthy. But if you don't get the book, it's easy to forget. Isn't that true? So tell us about your book and how you got into this. You look healthy. You well, are healthy.
Yes,
right?
I am. Yes, I work hard at it. And I tell people to do the same thing that I'll say now. That book is about feeding, not just the mouth, and not just your appetite, but also your mind and your brain and your spirit.
Right.
And you mentioned something very key. You said you are what you eat. And let's take it one step further. You are what you eat. You're what you think. You're what you listen to. And you're what you see. And what you put in your body from all those aspects is what you bring out of the body. You know, it's the old saying, garbage in, garbage out, gold in, gold out.
Right.
And if we can begin to sort of turn that around, that's what that book's about, to give people a real, tangible, easy to read, fun resource that they can take little bite-sized pieces, put it in their body, and get results.
And see, what I have seen is life is a process.
Mm-hmm.
You have to process things if you try to jump off and do it all at one time. But your book helps us to do the process. And I want you to know this Fork Your Diet is a process that is not hard. You say, oh, it'll be so hard. Honey, it's not hard. Put your hand on your heart and say, I trust you, Marilyn.
It's really good. And Mark, you know, sometimes people say, I don't like peas, I don't like carrots, I don't like beets, I don't like, you know, whatever. How do you navigate that? Because if we are what we eat, mm-hmm. and we know I'm supposed to eat, but what do we do with the stuff we don't like?
Well, first, I think that it's very common for parents out there to hear these words from their children. I hate vegetables. You know, we hear that, right? So let's just stop right there for a moment. Did God put plants on the earth to give us nutrients to make our bodies operate and function well? Well, the answer is clearly yes. So we must begin to, if we understand that, if we agree with that, and most people listening, well, that's true, right? And so if that's true, then we need to begin to speak what God thinks, to speak what God's will is. When we say, I don't like them, in effect, now this is a strong statement, and I'm not meaning this other than to illustrate a point. If we say, I don't like those things, we're in effect saying, God, I don't like you. You see, I mean, it's like if we say I hate vegetables, it's like saying, God, I hate you. Because He created these things so we could live in a symbiotic relationship. It started back in the garden, right? These plants were there for the healing of Adam and Eve, right? And we begin to live and think that way. It makes it a whole lot easier. So begin to profess in your home, I love vegetables, and I put things in my mouth the way God directs to bring life to my body.
Mm-hmm. And kind of cultivating an appetite. Any ideas on suggestions on how we could cultivate some healthy appetites?
Yeah, again, mindset is the first part. But then secondly, use a lot of spices, right? You know, spices, I learned to eat vegetables with a powerful thing called Tabasco sauce. I'm serious. I did.
That's fantastic.
You put it in your pocket.
I put it on there and it would... Absolutely, whatever it tastes like Tabasco sauce. And I still use it today. My wife and I have Tabasco sauce. We had it this morning. We had it, you know, last night. We like Tabasco sauce.
Yeah.
But if you can begin to find some spices you like, that's how you begin to cultivate habits and begin to use that to your palate, to your taste, to your culture, to the way you grew up as a family or a child. And that's kind of fun to do that.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to minister to you right now, because I know sometimes we know we should want good, healthy stuff, but sometimes our desires are off, mm-hmm. right? And so you can pray Psalms 37, verse 4, and it says, "As God, give me the desires of my heart." And I don't necessarily mean like, ooh, I want to have a car, but that God would shape the desires that you have mm-hmm. to be compliant and reflect God's plan and purpose in your life. so that God can give you healthy desires. It goes as well with Philippians 2:13. God is at work in you both to will and do of his good pleasure. So if you're struggling with desires and healthy appetites, we'd love to pray for you. Hop on the phone, get on the website, and of course, grab your copy of Fork Your Diet. One of the things you talk about in here is this frauds, fraud stuff. What is fraud? What does that mean?
That is a huge area. Frauds is really an acronym. Let's talk about what a fraud is. A fraud is when your identity is stolen for the purpose and benefit of someone else. So it's taking something from you that's really yours, right? That's a crime. But frauds being the acronym it is fear, resentment, anger, unforgiveness, disappointment, and shame. Now, all of us can get stuck in those areas. And if we don't let those things go and truly let God have those and just give them to him, cast your cares. These are cares. I care about these things. Cast your cares on him because he cares about you. And so it's kind of like this. When you pray, you know, it's not about so much having this long dissertation about how wrong you are. It's about saying, God, I need you. God, I need your help in this area. I confess that I can't make it without you. Do in me what you will. And if we just stop right there and let him do that, these frauds can be eliminated and we can get our identity back as children of God. That's a big deal. And that's where the healing starts.
You know, we had a woman one time in our church who was just ugly. You know, she always had something ugly to say. And so I always thought, avoid her. You know, as a pastor's wife, avoid her. But then I began to speak what the Word of God said. And it totally changed my attitude, and she became a friend. And I think this is what happens with food. If we keep saying, I hate carrots, I hate vegetables, you'll hate them. But if you say, okay, I like peas, I like lettuce, I like kale. It's a little bit bitter, but you like it. Pretty soon you like it.
That's right. We need to begin to speak that. You know, there is creative power in the words we speak. We all know that.
Oh, it is.
And it goes not just against those, you know, speak to those things as that are not as though they are. It's big. We need to look at the things, and like you said, Sarah, to match our words with the heart and the words of God. When we do that, it changes the environment without us and within us. And if we'll just do that, even with our food, with our lifestyle, for example, people that have blood sugar issues, I don't let them say I'm type 2 diabetic. They come in the office, they might say it once, but that's it, I'll correct them. From there on out, it is this: I live a life conducive with healthy blood sugar.
That's so
period.
Good. I love that.
You know, and we live like that.
Love it.
We need to speak those things over our life. So if somebody out there is listening now has had these diagnoses, stop owning them. I'm not saying dismiss reality. I'm not saying that at all.
No.
But stop owning them, because it does affect your behavior. On the example I gave you, I'm type 2 diabetic, therefore I've got to manage my blood sugar with insulin. Okay, what did I just do? I didn't speak life over myself. I spoke management of disease over myself. And that's not God's heart. Mm-hmm. God's heart is to correct and reverse disease, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, so we need to begin to get the right sort of parameters and perception around what we're doing, and then we begin to get results. Like your friend, you get results when you change the approach.
Right, right. And maybe you need to get a friend that you can speak positive to, because you won't do it yourself.
That's right. Honestly, find those people. You're going to become like the five people you hang around the most, clearly. I mean, that's a rule and a law. So find people to hang around close. That's why, you know, when people work with us, you know, truly, they have our cell phone number. And we're going to send them encouraging things about once a week. And it doesn't come from an automated computer. It comes from right from the heart of God as he directs us straight to them. We don't expect them to respond. That's not the point. We're trying to pour something in their life. Courage, encouragement, power, empowerment. I want them to understand that God is the source of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's really good. I just encourage you today, hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you. We want to speak life into you, and we want you to speak life. It talks about it in Ezekiel 37. Can these bones live? And God says, speak life, speak breath, prophesy to the breath. And so I want to encourage you today that there's power. Life and death is in the power of the tongue, and you choose to speak life. Let us pray for you. Grab your book. It'll change your life.
Are you tired of trying new diets and other health improvement plans, only to fail and feel worse than you did before you started? For your gift of $35 or more, we will send you Drs. Mark and Michelle Sherwood's book, Fork Your Diet. Filled with practical elements of overall wellness, you will discover reasons your previous diets failed, how fraud foods and attitudes are hurting you, what healthy accountability looks like, practical ways to be well from the inside out, and more. We will also send you Marilyn's Your Total Health Book and Sarah's Save Your Fork booklet. For your gift of $125 or more, we will include the Spirit-Filled Life Bible, Encounter the Power of the Word, Walk in the Freedom God Intends, and Experience the Holy Spirit like never before. Call or click today for this life-changing offer.
We want to thank you for joining our program today. But at the end here, we also know it's very important that you receive prayer. And so if you're watching right now and have any kind of health needs, emotional needs, physical diagnosis, things that are discouraging to you, I just encourage you to put your hand wherever that is. And Mark, I'm going to ask you to pray for our audience. And maybe some of it's just in their own thinking, right? Mm. Some of it starts with the core mindset. So can you pray for our audience?
Sure. Now, if you're there, I want you to just simply just again, touch the part of your body that you're feeling pain. But if you're feeling pain in your heart, touch that right now and begin to just dive into prayer. Father, I thank you so much for who you are. I know that you're with me. I know that you love me. I know that you know my name. I know that you feel and hear my hurts. God, I know you know my heart, and I want everything that you have for me. I want to walk in divine physical health. I want to walk in divine emotional health. I want to walk in divine intellectual health. I want to walk in divine spiritual health. I want to walk in divine financial health. And I want to be free from any debt in all those areas. And God, I confess in my life that I've got areas that I need to work on. Show those to me. Reveal those to me so that I can recognize those and begin to make changes. And I give you the praise and the glory for bringing healing to my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I want you to do this. Say, today is the best day of my life because Jesus Christ lives big in me today. And this really works. Say it, honey.